Within the last year, a young woman named Fa from Thailand has come here to do some studies here in Athens. And early this past semester, she got paired up in an English class with our very own Hannah Hughes. Now, if you know Hannah, Hannah, when she first started coming to our church, was not a believer and became a believer pretty early on as here at this church. And now you can see the Lord is using Hannah to now reach someone else for Christ. And Fa did not grow up, not only did not grow up Christian or in a Christian family, she grew up in a kind of loosely Buddhist environment in Thailand. And when she was here, she became friends with numerous believers. They invited her to, she'd been invited to several churches. She got to visit in the area, and she heard about some things there. But I want to read you some of her very own words that she sent me this week before we have the privilege of seeing her baptized. So she writes this: "As some of you know, I had heard about Christ, but I had never learned about the Bible or had gone to church before. I thought I was too bad of a person for that. I used to get angry every day at others. Then I came to Athens and met my roommate, Carlita. We had our first dinner together on Saturday night, and she asked me to go to church with her the next Sunday morning. She is the first to introduce me to Christianity, and it has changed my life forever. I remember that the pastor talked about forgiveness. Forgiving others was something I could not do before in my life. That is why I decided to study the Bible. And soon after, I met my English partner, Hannah Hughes. She has helped me study the Bible, and she invited me to start attending this church. Whenever I read the Bible, I always learn the word from God, and it gradually changes my mind, my heart, and my attitude without me even realizing it. 2 months ago, it was my birthday, and most of my friends who were there were Christians. I just realized that this is not an accident. God has showered me with a million blessings. He loves me. He has rescued my life and cleansed my sin by his blood. Now I have decided to turn away from my sin, and I know that God will give me a new life." Now, Jerry and I have met with her several times over the last couple of months, and she has this hunger for the Bible. And that is always a telltale sign that the Holy Spirit is at work. She can't get enough. I think she was in 5 Bible studies 2 months ago. She was, I gotta leave the James study so I can get to the Luke study just in time to get there for the start of that. She is just devouring scripture. She's got a study Bible that she's been working with, and she wants to talk about it with others. And she said that she's feeling a joy and a desire to forgive that has really replacing it. And she even said, and Jerry and I thought this was funny, she said, "It feels like there's an old me, an old Fa, and there's a new me, a new Fa." And she said, "I feel like I'm a new person now." And so she has been passionately desiring to be baptized before she has to head back to Thailand in July. And so this is a great privilege. And I want to pray just before they come down for the baptism. Let's pray. Father, this is just an absolute thrill. Thank you so much for the work that Hannah and Holly and others have invested in Fa's life, the way that they've reflected you, the way that they've invited her towards you, and thank you for working in her life, we think, in a saving way to change her heart, to give her a new heart, not made of stone, but a heart of flesh that is alive to you and to your word, and we are just thrilled. So I pray, Holy Spirit, right now that you would just be at work. And thank you, Father, for this incredible opportunity. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, Alan, one of our elders, is going to lead us in the baptism.
Amazing, that never gets old. The incredible contrast there is from the old man to the new man, the old woman to the new woman, from being slaves to sin to being slaves to righteousness, from getting what we deserve, our wages. The wages of sin is death, but instead we get this gift from death to life, from condemnation to justification, living according to the flesh, living according to the Spirit. From the old to the new, from a heart of stone to a heart of flesh. Turn to Romans 6, if you would. Talks about baptism here at the beginning of this passage. But this is a passage that reminds us to be who we are. We have changed. Fa has changed from old Fa to new Fa. When they call her from Thailand, they know they're talking to new Fa. And I love that. I just think that's an incredible, incredible testimony of what God does from Fa, who knew nothing of Christianity, barely heard the name of Jesus, to you spend a couple months with Hannah, and then you come to love and know Christ. And just only the Lord Jesus can do that. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin live in it? And so if we've been changed, this passage says, flee sin, flee immorality, get out of there. You have a new life. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we certainly shall be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So, you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal bodies to make you obey its passions. Do not present your members to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace. I want to read this from the Gospel Transformation Bible from 12 to 14. It says, the gospel message calls believers to a humble defiance of sin's claim to reign in our physical bodies and everyday lives. Because believers have been brought from death to life, we can present ourselves and every part of our bodies to God. Our eyes, our ears, our hands, our feet, voices, minds, our entire bodies, once ravaged by sin, became tools for righteousness. Sin's dominion is broken. The law's tyranny ended in Christ's death. We do not groan under the law leading to sin. We are under grace, which ushers us into God's dominion, his own goodness and fullness. We become fully human again as intended at creation before the effects of Adam's fall diminished us. And to close with the gospel, a familiar passage, but one that also never gets old. Right at the end of this, Romans 6, verse 20, for when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. But what fruit were you getting at the time from the things which you are now ashamed of? For the end of these things is death. But now that you've been set free from sin and have become slaves to God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification and its end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The wages of sin is death. The free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We no longer get what we earned. We earned death and Christ took it. He lived a perfect life for 33 years and has now imputed all of that perfect righteousness into our account when you know the Savior. Be who you are. If you know Christ, live for him. Christ died to sin. We're united with him, so now we've died to sin. And that's what the passage says. Consider yourself dead to sin. Let your practice equal your position. I'm going to give you a minute. Take this time to do some spiritual inventory. Ask the Lord to reveal places where you're maybe still living like the old man or woman that you used to be, instead of walking in newness of life. And I'll close this. Let's pray. Gracious Father, this passage is so convincing of what you've done through your Son to us, changing us from being dead in our transgressions and our sins to being alive in Christ, freeing us from the slavery to sin and making us a slave to righteousness. So grateful for what you've done in Fa's life. How incredible that you chose her before the beginning of time, and then 2,000 years ago, the Lord Jesus enacted that plan and went to the cross to pay for Fa's sins, to pay for our sins. While we were yet sinners, Christ would die for us. And then, Lord, your Holy Spirit goes to work on her heart a couple months ago for your glory, and we would pray that as we see this conversion and this baptism, that we would once again be reminded of what you've done in us, and that we would not go back to sin. Lord, forgive us when we slander, when we gossip, when we watch things we shouldn't watch, when we listen to things that do not bring you glory. Lord, when we think in the old way, when we go after empty things, futile things, for satisfaction or for joy. I pray instead, Lord, that you would convict us of that sin, that we would fear you as we ought, and that we would find our great joy only in our Savior and in all that you've done and all that you've given us. And we thank you that you did not spare your own Son, but you gave him up for us all, so that now along with him, we know you will graciously give us all things. We pray especially for Fa as she goes back to Thailand, that you would use her to impact her family for the sake of the gospel. Lord, that they would see the new life that you've given her, and that they would desire Christ, that you would work in them through Fa, even as you worked in Fa's life in such an amazing way, and that many would come to love and know Christ through this incredible conversion that you've done in her. And we commit our lives to you and pray that you would use Mark and this fantastic account of Joseph to convince us that what oftentimes what men mean for evil, you have meant for good. And we pray this in Jesus' name.